Se acerca una nueva presentación de RAI en Guadalajara y tenemos el gusto de conversar el día de hoy con Michael Milosh. Mike, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Everything okay. Looking forward to your show here in Guadalajara.
Yeah, me too.
That will be the third time here in the city, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How was the past two shows?
Both times I loved. The first time I went to Guadalajara, I didn't really know what to expect, and the concert was crazy. Just such a vibrant energy in the crowd. It was just kind of amazing. So going back there, I knew a little bit more, okay, so I just got to play with the energy. It was really fun. I really love the city, and I particularly like some of the food in Guadalajara. Amazing restaurants there. Amazing.
Yes, and you have a lot of fans here.
Yeah, I feel really lucky.
At the start RAI history, you have this kind of tricky way to show your music because you don't want to, you don't want the people to know your faces, but your music. Does that way still working for you?
No, I mean, originally I did that because I just didn't want people to care too much. I started to get really tired of the way music has been promoted, and I don't know, when I was younger, I would never care what the band looked like. Like the first time I heard Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, I didn't know what they looked like until 10 years later, you know? But I connected with the music, and I love that feeling of the music being a little bit more important than the person sometimes, or the art being more important than the person. So that's kind of why I decided to not be in the photograph. But I played so many concerts, and there's tons of pictures of me out on the internet and magazines now. It would feel fake if I was still trying to hide. So we are putting out PR photos of me. I just want to make sure that whenever we put a photograph out, that it feels very authentic to who I am, you know?
Yes.
I'm not trying to dress up in some special way, or I'm not trying to portray a character. I want things to be very honest and very tuned to who I am.
And how different do you feel the music industry when you start playing and now with your next album?
I mean, I've watched crazy changes in the music industry because I first put my first Milosh record out in 2004, and you know, that was before iTunes kind of really took off, and then I saw iTunes take off, and I just saw the whole model shift from physical to digital. And then when I put out the Woman record, it was the very beginning of Spotify being really big internationally. You know, it had already been in Sweden and stuff, but it wasn't a big thing yet. And I was right at the beginning of that. And now putting out this record, I feel people are not even buying digital recordings anymore. They're only streaming. But now people are buying vinyl again. It's this really big shift. I keep seeing it change. But for me, what I do is I just try to keep my music the same thing, the constant. I'm not trying to keep up with trends on a musical style. I just want to keep making the music I make, because I keep seeing that the industry always changes every 5 years. So, and it's very out of my control. I'm not a businessman, you know, like I'm an artist. So for me, I really focused on the music, and I let the record labels figure out how to get it out there.
And at the end, it's all about the music, right? It's about a good song, a good record that you can listen on streaming or vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music is the most important part of it, you know? That's the most important thing. The music is the message, you know? The music is the important thing.
And Mike, when you play in Guadalajara on February the 2nd, it's the day that marked the release of your new album. What can you tell us about the process of making that record?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I made it over about 2 years, and I started the very first song in a studio in San Francisco, and then most of the rest of the record I've made in L.A. at a studio here called Revival that my bass player owns and runs with a partner of his in Marlin. And then I did a bunch of songs in New York City with Thomas Bartlett, did one song with King Henry at their studio in L.A., did some stuff in London. I also did some stuff in Canada at my friend Paul's farm. I think the big thing is for me, I just try to keep really honest to the intentions of the song, because I am working in all these different parts of the world. The most important thing for me is to always stay true to what the song is about, and where, you know, no matter where I am and when I'm writing. But the heart of the song is the honesty behind the lyrics and the honesty with my vocal performance, and just I try to really embody the feelings I have when I'm making the songs and what the songs are about. It's been about 2 years, and I've been traveling a lot while making it, too, because I've been playing all these concerts at the same time. So I just make music when I feel that it's right. And I finally finished the record the early part of the fall. And for some reason, the last song I made was Song For You. And after I finished that song, I just knew that the record was finished. So we were like, okay, let's put it out now.
Okay. So, Mike, what do you talk about in your lyrics? You said it's that it's an important thing for this record. So how about your inspiration or your stories on the lyrics of the new record?
Yeah, I mean, the record starts with Waste, which is a song about me and, you know, my ex-wife was, like, breaking up and me moving into the future, and the rest of Blood is about what that means, you know. The song Phoenix on the record is very much about finding that male sexuality again, finding myself again, exploring the world. And then songs like Please are about me being with my girlfriend Genevieve, and we got in a little bit of a fight, and Please is a song apologizing to her about that fight. And Song For You is me telling Genevieve that I really love her and that I want to explore the world with her, and hopefully that all the experiences that I've had have made me a better person and have made me a person that knows how to love again. And Stay Safe is about trying to build a home together. It's about finding that language between a couple when you decide that you do want to stay together and you want to make something more. And so Stay Safe is about trying to create that home with someone that you fall in love with. And so ultimately the record's about falling in love again, exploring the world again, being able to make a record again, because I had to buy out a record deal to be able to make this record. It's very stressful time. I had to play enough shows that I could make enough money that I could buy off this record label so I could be a free agent again to even make the record. And that was tough. I had a lot of things pulling me down and a lot of people pulling at that record to not happen. And I'm really blessed that I have really strong people around me, like managers, that really helped me kind of fight that system, that big music world system that was very aggressive. And this record kind of embodies that. It embodies that challenge of pushing through and staying strong and just staying focused on making music again.
Yes, and
it's complicated, yes. A lot of stuff.
No, but it's very important to have all these people around you to make a good music and to take that songs to more and more people every time.
Yeah, people don't see it, but there's a lot of, I mean, I'm very lucky. I essentially have a team of people that care about me putting music out, and without them, it would be very difficult, you know, because the music industry is not the most friendly world. It's not the nicest environment, and to be able to be even play all these concerts, you have to have, like, agents that care about you and that love what you're doing, and then managers that talk with them, and then you have to have promoters that want to promote you, and then you have to have the people that are in your immediate life, your loved ones. It's such an all-encompassing job that they have to be okay with that, you know? Like, I'm very lucky that my girlfriend's very supportive emotionally, and she's involved with a lot of what I'm doing as well, and she's been very helpful, and we're even making music videos together. The one that we're going to release for Song For You, she wrote the idea, and then we directed it together. I shot it. She's directing. You know, it's a very all-encompassing lifestyle, and you have to find the people that are okay with that. It's very important.
Absolutely. You're very lucky with your girlfriend, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still very lucky.
Mike, we will see you here in Guadalajara Friday, February 2, on C3 uh-huh. Stage, a new venue, and a lot of expectations about your show here.
Yeah, okay, makes me a bit nervous, but yeah, I know. I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to. I actually wanted to start the whole tour in Mexico just because I love being there, and I love performing in Mexico. It just felt like it would really help us feel really good to move on to then play in the rest of the world after that. But we wanted to start in Mexico.
Oh, I think it's great for us to have you at the start of a tour. I know for an artist it's a little difficult, the start, a lot of nervous, but when you are surrounded by warmer people, you can do it all the time.
Yeah, it's just that's exactly it. Mexico is a warm country. The people are so warm, and I don't know, there's something so beautiful about being in Mexico to start this tour. For me, it's very special, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thanks so much for doing this interview as well. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I really appreciate that you have the time to have this conversation, and also looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara February 2nd on C3 Stage, actually presenting your new album.
Thanks, man. I'll see you guys very soon.